Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Legacy Lever Worldwide Radio with Dr. Lasandra J. Hardy. Empower radio like no other. Restore leaders, encourage, equip, and empower millions around the world. Right here on Legacy Lever Worldwide with Dr. Hardy.
You're the glow.
What a mighty God.
We can trust you.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another Legacy Libra Worldwide Radio Empower Radio like no other with your host, Apostle Lysandra J. Hardy. We are on day two of our 13th Thank You Unto God Fast. That's right. It has been 1 year. We are celebrating 1 year of the Thank You Unto God Fast. Now, for some of you who may be listening in for the first time or joining the fast for the first time and you're not understanding what is the purpose, but the purpose was to bring back honor and glory unto God, no matter the situation, whether it's a perfect situation or things are going sour or going to the left, still it doesn't change who God is. God is God. He is still the God over all kingdoms and all nations. So this fast, this movement was birthed off the word in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and Amos 9:13, the message version. And we continue to build and grow and move in numerous testimonies, mending of relationships, healing has taken place, financial breakthrough is happening. And so the testimonies continue to flow in because we know we overcome what? The enemy. We overcome him by what? The blood of the Lamb. And what? The word of our what? Testimony. So our testimony helps to continue to keep the enemy at bay. It continues to reach people that may not know God and come to know God through your testimony. Amen. So this fast has been phenomenal. This is not a fast just between you and God. This is a boastful fast. We are making our request made known unto God. We are professing our love before people, before heathens, before those who don't even know him. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. We are lifting our hands high in boldness with confidence, knowing that he is our God and besides him there is no other. I don't care what you are facing. When you make God priority and you're no longer getting up at 1 or 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning for 3 or 4 hours having to think, you have to slay demons and fight different things, but you say, Lord, I'm focusing on you, because God, really, our bodies were never designed to have to always fight and always have to take on different kinds of stress. You already know when we're stressed out or we take on things that don't belong to us or overwhelming, it has an effect on our mind. It has an effect on how we think. It has an effect on our emotions. It has an effect on our nervous system, our bodily functions. Things start to go haywire or go wrong. So our bodies were not designed to handle all that stress and craziness. But God says, give it to me. Continue to focus on me. Continue to make me priority, and I will step in, and I will be your what? Banner and battle axe. I'm telling you, this fast has gotten us to a place where we're expecting God to hand us sweatless victory every single time. I don't know about you, but I sleep well at night. I'm no longer being disturbed by saying, hey, get up and pray for this, or get up and pray for that, or go into warfare. God is like, look, you've been in my presence all day. You've been acknowledging me all day. I'm going to let you rest. I got it. I'm stepping in because the battle, this battle does not belong to you. Anything that's disturbing your relationship where you're supposed to be speaking to me and worshiping me and praising me, I'm going to handle. Amen. So this is what this fast has done. It has caused our mindset to get back on the main focus and main priority, and that is praising our God, making him priority no matter what. Doesn't matter the circumstance or situation. It does not change our profession. It does not change our belief in him. He is God. Amen. He is God. So let's pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you, for this is the day which you have made. We will rejoice and be made glad in it. Thank you, Lord God. We are making a conscious decision. We know full well, and we're standing strong, saying that, God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. No longer will we continue to make things and circumstances and situations take the place of making you priority. We love you this morning, Lord God. We honor you on this day. Thank you for this. Thank you unto God. Fast this movement, Lord God, that is shifting our minds and causing us to grow up, Lord God, and causing our minds to be transformed so that we can understand what your good and perfect will is for our lives. We continue to lift up the government of this United States, Lord God. Lord God, we continue to pray for our president and our vice president, Lord God. We pray for President Trump and pray for President Pence, Lord God, that they will continue to work together, that they will continue, Lord God, to follow after your statutes, your laws, and your decrees. We continue to lift up the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branches of government, Lord God, where bills are passed, where bills are made into law, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that your perfect will be done, Lord God, and anything, Lord God, that is being made or developed to take your people away from your word, to take your people away from the original institution, Lord God, that you have established here in this earth, Lord God, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for bold soldiers that continue to stand and show up every day lobbying, Lord God, for your word, lobbying, Lord God, for your decrees, Lord God, lobbying and placing up a banner before you, Lord God, that for righteousness and justice we stand strong and united. I pray for every leader that has to go forward this morning, Lord God, whether it's in a church institution, Lord God, or in a business, Lord God, or in an educational facility, Lord God, or wherever they may go. I pray for leaders, Lord God. I pray for their mindsets to be focused on the betterment, Lord God, of the people, Lord God, the betterment, Lord God, of the facility, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that every financial need is met, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have to work, Lord God, to provide for their families, Lord God. Let them not walk into a place that may have a pink slip waiting, but Lord God, I thank you. As a result, we're meeting early to change that decision, to destroy that decision, and allow funds to come in, Lord God, that they will not close, have to close their doors, but they will be able to continue to provide employment and benefits for their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, there are no interruptions. Thank you, Lord God, that what we do, Lord God, will be to glorify you. And Lord God, anybody that is listening, Lord God, anybody that goes back and even listens to the replay, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that they will know, come to know your son, Jesus Christ. If they don't know today, Lord God, that they will accept your son, Lord God, that they will make a confession, Lord God, of their sins and repent, Lord God, and accept your son by faith. So, Lord God, because you're about relationship, Lord God, and not religion or division, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you we don't have to be perfect. I thank you we don't have to get ourselves together to come talk to you, Lord God, but when we cry out, you answer us. I thank you. You hear us, and then you will answer, Lord God. It doesn't matter what walks of life we come from. It doesn't matter what we've just done. I thank you. You have a love that cannot be explained. I thank you for your love that is unconditional. I thank you for your love, Lord God, that sees us through your son's blood, Lord God, that covers us, Lord God, that forgives us, Lord God, that heals us, Lord God, that causes us, Lord God, to be redeemed by you. I thank you for your unconditional, unexplainable love that loves us even to the ones that we think, Lord God, or when we think, Lord God, we're not worthy enough, Lord God. I thank you that you took the time to show us how much you love us by giving us your son. So anyone that is not saved and is listening, I thank you, Lord God, as they have made the confession by faith that they are now saved. Those who walked away, Lord God, as a result of listening to this broadcast, Lord God, or maybe running into someone, Lord God, that will share the love of Christ, that will see it upon their lives and want to be a part of the kingdom. I pray, Lord God, those who have walked away because of church hurt or walked away, Lord God, because they were disappointed by something that was said or something that was done, Lord God, I pray for their hearts to be mended and made whole today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, anyone that's facing an ailment, Father God, is totally healed. For by your stripes, we are already healed. So I thank you they're walking into an already done process, Lord God. I thank you they are already made whole in their spirit, in their mind, and even in their faith, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, the word that is going forth today that you've given me, Lord God, that ears are open and hearts are ready to receive, Lord God. I thank you. You have a mature audience that is listening, and not only listening, but Lord God, they take the word and they apply it. Father, I thank you for this fact that causes us to honor one another, not just honor you, but honor the leadership, honor one another. Thank you, Lord God, for you said that's a command that we ought to love one another as we love you, Lord God. As you have loved us, we love each other, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that whatever plots, plans, or schemes, Lord God, that were planned to try and tear people apart, tear the body apart, tear relationships apart, are now foiled in the name of Jesus. And I declare Psalms 133 to begin to pour out a healing oil that runs from Aaron's beard. I thank you, Lord God, there's a healing oil here. I thank you, Lord God, for the restoration or restorative oil, Lord God, that is pouring down upon your people to bring us and to harmonize us as one, Lord God. And so, God, we thank you for this day. We worship you on this day. I thank you for every listener, Lord God. I thank you they're covered. I apply the blood of Jesus over them, their family, their possessions, Lord God. I thank you that the death angel passed over, Lord God. I thank you they are safe, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that there is no backlash or retaliation over the people that are listening in or go back and listen to the replay, but they are inspired. They are empowered, they are equipped and encouraged and restored to move forward in what you have called them to do. So God, we thank you. We honor you, Lord God. You deserve every bit of our praise this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. I am so excited because today, y'all, today is the last day of school for our students. Hallelujah. I made it through the year, Lord. Lord have mercy. It's been a rough one, Lord. It's been a rough month. But I thank God we was out of school for 2 days because of adverse weather, but everyone is safe, and now we come back for the last day of school for our students. Not as last day for teachers, but the last day for our students. I love them, but I thank God for promotion. Amen, amen. I felt that in the spirit. We may love some people where we are, but I feel God saying right now that some of y'all getting ready to be promoted. You got to move on. Amen. You can't stay there. Amen. Or you're doomed to repeat the same cycle. So get ready. You love where you're at. You love them, but you know it's time to be promoted and elevated to someplace else. So we're going to have to come on and pack our stuff up and get ready to be promoted and elevated to where we're supposed to be. Amen. So you know what? That time was well done. That time was well served. But there are times when we just got to go ahead on and be promoted to another place. Amen. Did y'all receive that in Jesus' name? Amen. All right, so before I release the word, of God, that God has given me the apostolic prophetic word for today. Amen. As you know, we're on our second day of our fast. Tomorrow, our third and final day, will be a full day of fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to give a shout out to those who have helped me to continue to promote the show. Amen. To my apostle Dr. Marsha Jones, apostle Dr. Arlene Fuller, who has helped me with marketing as well. Prophet Beth Phillips, who continues to sow in my life. Amen. And continues to pray over this ministry. And all those who are connected in, Prophet Dodgins, who continues to pour into my life and support and tells others and invites others. I just want to make sure I reach out. I know I can't get everybody, but I just want to say thank you, Pastor Cynthia Ramirez over in Puerto Rico. Matter of fact, this next song I'm going to dedicate to you. I know you're in Puerto Rico, but y'all worship in spirit and truth over there as well. So I want to let make sure I don't forget anyone, and I don't just play one genre of music, but I try to include as many different genres as possible because I know I have listeners that are connecting in all around the world. Amen. And so God is a God that reaches all nations. Isn't that wonderful? That is a beautiful thing. Not just the music that we like, but he continues to pour out so much and be creative to so many people that they can produce music that can reach everyone. And still, the focus and the praise is back to God. So I will be back in just a moment after this song. You deserve it. But it's going to be in the Spanish version. So for those who don't know Spanish, we're going to sing it in the English version. Amen. And we're going to allow those who are speak Spanish to be able to worship in their own language. As amen. And that's not all I'm going to play. I'm going to play some other stuff as well as we continue to grow. Amen. Because I love who God is. He is love. And he is for, he loves everybody. Amen. Look, we got to get away from religious thought and get away from our eliteness thinking that God is only for a specific people or for a specific culture, but his love is for everyone. So we'll be right back. I will be releasing the apostolic prophetic word that God has released for today. But let's worship with You Deserve It.
Vamos. Hallelujah. solo a ti.
All right, and I'm back, and welcome again to Legacy Leader Worldwide Radio, Empower Radio, like no other. We are on the fourth watch, prayer, praise, and power. And so let's prepare our hearts and minds to receive the apostolic prophetic word for this morning on May 22nd, 2019. I will let you know, leaders, he is talking to us this morning. Amen. He is really talking to us as leaders this morning. Many of my leaders are wearing masks. We're masquerading, trying to hide their wounds, their scars. But I see all and I know all. Let me read that one more time. Many of my leaders are wearing masks, masquerading, trying to hide their wounds, their scars. But I see all and I know all. Now, this is God talking to us. They feel the need to keep going because many are insecure about dealing with their own issues, so they're in the business of fixing everyone else's except their own. Who told you to perform for people and leave me out of the priority of the equation? Why say to me, Lord, Lord, but your heart is far from me, far from my will for your life? My heart is heavy concerning my leaders, not just in the church, but many are crying out to me yet will not follow my instructions for healing because they're worried no one will call their name. And so not just those in church, but also when I was writing this, I also saw many celebrities crying out to the Lord, but yet and still will not follow instructions, not just in celebrities, but also those in the corporate world. So he's talking to leaders as a whole. Amen. Not just those in the church. Many leaders will believe they're insignificant if they're not busy doing something. But who called you, says the Lord? He's bringing us back to the reason. Who called you, says the Lord? Who placed it in you, says the Lord? It is I who formed you, who created you, yet you have made so many other things and people your gods. How can you worship me in spirit and in truth when your mind is on the need to perform for others? Many of you as leaders have decided to use your brokenness, your shortcomings as a lucrative business to draw the attention of the crowd, to gain an audience, to placate on the sympathy of others. But I, God, see all and know all. I'm dealing with my leaders in this season, and it will not be pretty, but it will save you from self-destruction and from self-annihilation. My heart is grieved for my leaders continue to grow apart instead of coming together. That is not my intention or desire for you. Everyone has placed up their own cubicle, but no one is willing to tear down the walls that bring about separation in my body, says the Lord. So when I was writing that part, what I saw was, you know, some business offices have cubicles, so everybody has their own little desk, and yet they have the cubicle up, so you can't see who's next to you, and sometimes you have your own cubicle, and there's not another desk across from you. And that's what I saw. Like, a lot of leaders got a lot of stuff going on. It's going on, but it's not bringing anybody together. You got walls built up. You got your own cubicle, your own thing working for your own self, but nobody else is being affected. Nobody else is being able to join in. So that's what I see when I was writing that. We have our own cubicles going on, but no one is reaching out to join, to tear down the walls that separate us. Amen. He said, but here we go. He said, but I have found a remnant of people amen, who continue to worship me with all of their heart, who seek after me first and desire me more than material things or the desire to please people. So he's talking about many of us that have been doing this fast, who have decided to make God priority no matter what. He's like, you're getting it. I have a remnant of people. I got a remnant of people, and I'm not going to ignore or leave them out of the equation. I have found me a people, says the Lord, who have decided to make me their banner and battle axe. And I will continue to dwell among them, says the Lord. That's a powerful thing when God recognizes what you have been doing for the last year, how you have been making him priority, how you've been sitting back and watching him handle it for you, how you've been giving him glory and honor. And he's like, I'm going to continue to dwell among you, says the Lord. For many of you expect an important phone call that will change the trajectory and insight of a thing. I'm mending relationships in this season, and it will be better than it was before. So some of you are going to get an important phone call, maybe for some people that you haven't been part of for a long time. Some bad blood might have happened. Some bad words might have been said, some things that have torn or ripped you apart. God says he's mending relationships that he's ordained to be together or ordained to work in the first place, but the enemy has come in and caused separation. I'm not talking about Satan all the time. See, everybody want to blame the devil. No, I'm talking about the enemy, those things that war inside of us, those things that cause us maybe to be jealous of one another, those things that cause us to end up being envious or end up being feeling insecure in some type away. Those things that cause us to become a Saul instead of operating like a David. Those things that cause us to be a Saul where we get jealous when other people get blessed, so we cause or conjure up things to try and destroy relationships, God-ordained relationships. So God said, there's going to be some phone calls coming, so just be prepared because he's mending relationships. Amen. He's mending relationships. All right. For many of you, you will receive an apology for the things that were said and done. Walk in my love, healing, and forgiveness. In this season, do not harden your heart, says the Lord. Amending is here. So some people, you're going to be like, what they about now? Oh, my gosh. Why they? But God is saying he's been dealing with them. He's been dealing with, I hear God say in their personal time, he's been dealing with them. They don't even know how to approach you. They're kind of scared to approach you because they know they have said and done some devious stuff, some evil things. And it was very hard for you to walk in forgiveness and love, but you're at that place of peace. But God is saying that relationship he did bring together, he did ordain for you to do some great things together, amen, that you actually are at a point in your life where actually you need each other to continue to move forward and expand. Amen. And so God says there's going to be a mending of relationships. I hear God saying even in marriages. Amen. Even in marriages. So we cannot get to the point where we harden our heart and we don't want to hear God and we do what we want to do. All right. I'm healing people of tumors, says the Lord. For years, many of you have carried weight that does not belong to you because of tumors. So God is understanding there are some tumors that are growing inside of us that has caused us to carry a lot of weight that don't even belong to you. It's caused by these tumors that have continued to grow. He said, I'm drying them up and they will pass out through your digestive tract, never to bring harm to you or your family again. So God is going to be shrinking and drying up tumors, and you're going to be able to just pass them out. So some of us were scheduled for surgery. Some of us had to keep going to the doctor. Some of us are feeling weak or kept getting sick or keep getting sick because of tumors that are growing. You may not have the money to be able to go to the doctors or get it treated. And God says this has been causing some issues in your health, in your digestive tract, in your stomach area, in your indigestion area. And God says he's going to heal them. He's going to heal you of those tumors. He's going to dry them up, and you're going to be able to just pass them right on out, and it will never come and plague you or bring harm to you or your family. Again, that's a good place to praise him. Amen. There's a mass around the heart. Okay, so some people, God is showing me when I was writing this, there's a mass or there's been a mass around a person's heart that has been proven cancerous. But I, the Lord, am healing the heart. Death is not your portion, says the Lord. So death has been pronounced on this person or people. There's a mass around the heart that has been considered or diagnosed as very cancerous, and the doctors have given a diagnosis that this person is only going to be able to live a certain amount of time or won't be able to function without getting a new heart. God says he's supernaturally going to heal that person. That cancer will dry up. That heart will beat correctly, and death is not your portion, says the Lord. I'm breaking witchcraft in the church, says the Lord. Okay, so God is about to visit some churches. I hear God saying they're hiding behind a mask. It seems like it's filled with spirit and truth, but it is a dominancy of witchcraft sitting in, I hear God say, sitting in the pew, sitting in the seat of influence. And God says, it's enough. Jezebel has reigned long enough. I'm breaking witchcraft in the church, says the Lord. Now, when I say witchcraft, I'm not talking about the voodoo and all this. I'm talking about things that go on in the mind to witch or to craft it in such a way that it causes you to be more influential in the area of separation and dominancy over the said leadership. Amen. Amen. Or the leadership that is causing the people's hearts to be turned away from God and turned over to things that worship other gods. That the spirit of Jezebel has had her stay long enough. I'm sending the spirit of a Jehu to overthrow her power. Now, we know that the Jezebel spirit can happen in men as well as women, but we know and study in the Bible that it was a spirit that was very dominant in a female that grew up. Actually, that was her culture. Her culture, her background was in worshiping other gods. So she was brought up in that culture. So she was another generation of operating and leading people to worship her and worship other gods, the fertility gods. So that's what they worship, with the fertility gods. But God says he's coming and breaking witchcraft in the church. The spirit of Jezebel has had her stay long enough. I'm sending the spirit of Jehu to overthrow her power. So somebody is going to be sent with a spirit of Jehu. They're not coming to be friends with Jezebel. They're not coming to shake hands. They don't need no political stance. Amen. They don't need no accolades. They're coming to do the work of the Lord. And when they step in, Jezebel will have to be demoted. She will, her power will be broken. I'm calling many of my people on a fast. So many of us will have to continue to keep fasting and praying. Many things will not break without living a fasted and mature prayer life. I have found me a remnant of people that have proven their love to me, and I will continue to dwell among my people. I will bless my people. I will heal my people. I will deliver my people, for I'm making everything right again for my people, my chosen, says the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord. Amen, amen. Some of y'all probably going to have to go back and listen to the replay, because that was a lot of meat for us to chew, amen, and to marinate on and to think about, and not only think about, but actually honor God in and be obedient. But I felt that thing when he said he's breaking witchcraft in the church, says the Lord. I hear God saying many church functions are operating under political stance and are leaving out the reason why they were developed in the first place, or, you know, established in the first place. And they've gotten to the point where the political arena has more influence or has more dominance than the spirit of truth. And it's been a battle in shutting down the spirit of truth in order for man's voice, for man's way to be stated. Mm-hmm. But God says he's visiting the churches. He's visiting, I hear God say he's visiting his bride. Amen. He's visiting the church. Let me not say churches, because he's coming back for one church. Amen. He's visiting the church. He ain't coming to no building. Mm-mm. Let's not talk about the building. He's coming to the church. He's coming to his people who are called by what? His name. Mm-hmm. So he's coming to deal with us, dealing with his people, and he's breaking the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of control, the need to control everything, the need to be part of everything, the need to overtake everything, the need to have your hands in everything. I hear God saying he's pulling some leaders back to rest. He's pulling some people back to rest, some of his leaders back to rest. God says, enough. He said, now it's my time. Now I'm going to deal with you one-on-one. Amen. I'm going to deal with you one-on-one. So God is breaking the spirit of witchcraft in his church. Don't get caught up in what I'm saying about the building. He's coming for his people, for he wants to bless us. He wants to expand us. He wants to promote us. But before we get to that big, there's some things that we've got to get burned and crucified at the altar. Amen. Amen. He's doing this because he loves us. And those whom he loves, what? He chastised. I'm not talking about, you know, chastised as a bad thing, but it's like we got to get reproofed and corrected so that we don't keep bleeding and harming other people. We don't keep running good people away. We don't keep running off good relationships. Amen. So God is dealing with us. He's dealing with his leaders. He said that in the beginning, his heart was grieved about leadership. So the first thing he's going to get in order is the head. Amen. He's going to take care of the head first so that the rest of the body can function correctly. Were you blessed by that word? I pray you were. I will make sure I post the replay on my Facebook page. Make sure you follow me at Lysandra J. Hardy. Amen. You also can follow this show at Legacy Lever Worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. I will be back tomorrow morning for day three, our final day of the Thank You Unto God fast, which is number 13. Amen. Continue to follow the instructions that are posted as well online. Amen. I will repost those as well. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening and joining in. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the fourth watch, prayer, praise, and power. Everyone be blessed as we go out with Kirk Franklin's Love Theory. Love you with the love of Christ. And again, those who do not know Christ, may you accept him today. He is after relationship and not religion. Let's listen to this song here, Love Theory. God bless you.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you.
Right.
I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
And the church sang. Come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't.
Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.